people of the internet. It is Dave. It is Duncan. Back.
Shut up, you fucking cunt.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Back for another album review. You all right?
You fucking cunt.
Oh. I was watching the old Tom Hardy Craze Farm last night.
All right.
That's what everyone's been getting at. The neighbour, the dog. Postman, shut it, you fucking cunt. It's like, I've just got your package for you. Give me it here, you dirty bastard.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the aura of what we're about to talk about either.
No.
There's no profanity leased anywhere in this one, including album titles or anything like that.
We've been checking out the new album from London Punks, The Chisel. The band's new album, What a Fucking Nightmare, will be released on February 9th on Pure Noise Records.
It was a pitch for Gordon Ramsay's new show, but unfortunately never went through. I bet their label and marketing team was like, does it have to have the word fucking in it? And the band were like, yes, yes it does. And they were like, doesn't really though. And they're like, yep. And I'm like, all right then.
Yep. Then they listened to the album and were like, okay.
Okay, we're like, fair enough. You have a track called that, and it's the only track called that, so we will let you
so,
off.
So, The Chisel, formed in 2020, out of the same pool of talented friends and collaborators that bore bands like Violent Reaction, Arms Race, and Chubby and the Gang. After a series of singles and EPs, the band released their debut full-length Retaliation in 2021 and secured their reputation as one of the most exciting new punk bands coming out of the UK. With more attention often comes more pressure, but The Chisel approached their second album with something very key in mind. If it isn't broken, don't fix it.
I mean, I wish more bands did that. Unfortunately, today's vibe is, it was broken, so we're doing it again.
We recorded the first record, we just didn't stop writing. So by the time it came out, we already had even more new songs. That prolific...
We call that the Blood Command approach to writing.
Yes, it is, yeah. That prolific streak didn't stop, and the result is What a Fucking Nightmare. A behemoth of a punk record that doubles down on everything that makes The Chisel such a compelling band. What a Fucking Nightmare is the kind of album that reminds
listeners... You're loving saying this a little bit too much.
Yeah,
but
bit,
what you don't understand is YouTube is instantly demonetizing this video.
An album that reminds listeners of all the things that are so impactful and enduring about punk music. There's a vitality to these songs, tangible sweat, blood, and bootprints that leave a mark long after they're done. The album was recorded by John Atkinson and produced by Jonah Falco. So, weirdly, we were doing an interview last week with a new Glasgow punk band called Go Down Fighting. And the drummer from Go Down Fighting also plays in a hardcore band called Divide. Mm-hmm. We were talking to him about upcoming shows and stuff that the band had, and one of them happened to be in Edinburgh with a certain London punk band called The Chisel.
If I hadn't been watching copious amounts of the first season of True Detective recently, I would be more surprised. But I've come to this staggering realisation that nothing means nothing and time is a flat circle, so...
It just so happened, though, I'd already earmarked their new album for us to review. We spoke a little bit on that interview about hardcore punk and how, like, more recently the kind of punk part of that has maybe started to be maybe slightly less potent in the mix sometimes. But The Chisel say differently, Duncan. And they're here to prove that on album number two.
It's the thing that other genres are doing, just I think we, in that conversation, when it drops, everyone should go listen to it, because it's me and Dave just being big shaggers to another group of
shaggers.
Big shaggers. I think what was noted on that is that Dave's drinking apparently piss water the
this
night.
This is fucking rotten, by the way.
Yeah, like, at no point in anything earlier on when you described what was in that bottle did I think, that sounds like a good time.
I've started it, so I'll finish it. But
well, that's a mastermind approach.
Never
again. So, the thing was, when we talked about how hardcore has went a particular way and the punk elements maybe less there, punk has kind of picked up the mantle. And now we're getting a lot of these kind of like old school punk bands now, like making a foray back into it. So it's the same with the death metal conversation we had, where we're like, that death metal started getting very, very pristine and very techie, and then there's a backlash and you get a lot of scuzzy, really nasty old school sounding death metal bands that fill the void for the fans. So the Chisel inhabit a sound that I know for a fact people out there are going to be clamoring for. I'm never quite sure about that one. Plus I've got the cold. So
we'll edit that out.
I'll tell you what they are. They're chiseling for it.
nice.
Like chipping away at that wood. Great name for a fucking band, by the way. The Chisel.
Yes. Oof. Absolutely.
Oof.
Absolutely.
Makes things, but also destructive weapon. I read a story makes about things. A guy who chiseled his cock off.
What?
I know. Weird story.
How did you get...
Anyway, that should have been the name of this album. Chisel Your Cock Off. That's album number three, guys. You can have that. I'll bring a tear
As a huge fan of hardcore and punk, I was excited to have a listen to this.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint in the slightest. This is an absolute firecracker of an album, ladies and gents. This
front
is
to back.
16 tracks, about 35, 36 minutes roughly in length. It doesn't really take its foot off the gas at all until the very last moment. It's a really cool sound I've got, though. It's like an amalgamation of really like angsty kind of street punk that wouldn't be out of place in like the 70s or the 80s. There are hints of like old bands like The Exploited or even Conflict, where things get like really into the old school side of things, and you can feel that like authentic punk hostility from the band throughout the album. This it has a very like whole band in a room type feel, like where they're just they've got the amps cranked and they're just tearing through these songs with everything that they've got. It begins with a kind of like ominous kind of intro on the title track, and it sets the scene for No Gimmicks, which is just all of that piss and vinegar that I was talking about. That track is an absolute ripper to kind of kick things off, but what I loved about this was it wasn't just an album full of that. And yes, this has a load of tracks that will just rip your face right off. But these guys also know how to kind of mix this up and how to keep you hooked into the album. Because underneath all that chaos, they have this kind of lighter streak kind of underneath everything, where the tracks are a bit more kind of hooky musically and vocally, and I was getting bits of bands like Angelic Upstarts or Hardskin, where it's still really feisty, but there's a melody in there that I guarantee, like on a live stage, will have
people singing. Yeah, it's such a smart move.
Tracks like Cry Your Eyes Out or Living for Myself are absolutely anthemic, is the word that I would use. Almost it kind of reminded me of like really early days Against Me at times as well, and some of the choruses. Those Days is another track which is also very anthemic on the album, but it's more in a kind of like folk punk kind of type way. I don't know about you, but I swore I could hear bagpipes on that track, and I listened to it like
that's because you're Scottish, you hear bagpipes whenever we feel there should be bagpipes, we hear them, Dave.
Yeah, it felt like it has got a folkier feel, and I was like, that definitely sounds like a bagpipe, but I may be wrong. They also place the tracks on this album in a very clever order.
Yes.
Where you get like a couple of tracks that are just the chiseling away, like they are going at it full force, and it's like four to the floor, stomping rhythms, vocals that are just like spitting venom. That like the three-way attack of Fuck 'em into Lion Little Rat and then Bloodsucker is like 6 minutes of mayhem. But then they swing in with like Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, which switches the mood and gives you this like absolute sing-along chorus. And the whole
and it's
album,
not cover of the Batman Turner Overdrive track either. So just to put that out there. Which no, I, like when I first read the track list, I was like, oh, you bastard. Can't wait to hear this. And then it came out and I was like, that, not that track. Nor should it be. Like, not even a little bit. So kind of glad they didn't do that mistake.
But the whole album is like that. It's such a great balance of ferocity and charm. But the thing that also that makes this so good is that none of this feels artificial or put on. It's quite nostalgic at times. It's very British. But it doesn't feel like they are just replicating another band's sound. Like they're just, oh, here's our influences and we're going to sound like this other band. They have their own personality. It feels very genuine. And it's delivered with a real intensity throughout the album, especially vocally. I think Cal Graham is fantastic on this album.
He's born to do one thing.
Oh, 100%. When I was listening, I was thinking I could hear a bit of that like early Frank Carter in him, where he feels a little bit unhinged, you know, a little bit fiery, but again, very believable. But he's also got this really cool melodic tone, which... Mm-hmm. Still has that bit of grit in it, so it never sounds like too clean or polished. Tracks like What Do You Mean are incredibly infectious, but I feel like the vocals play such a huge part in that. Even the way they've placed a lot of the backing vocals on the album, they really like lift those more melodic choruses, making them even more impactful on the album. I think track length, spot on, like this never lingers, not for a second. They're still very memorable. The album length is like long enough to give you plenty of variation in all the different sides of the band, but not too long that you'll get bored in the last quarter of it at all. The play and the kind of structures of the tracks are typically punk, but don't let that put you off at all, because this band, you might be playing a genre that's been going for over 50 years, but the Chisel are still able to make it really exciting. Production, obviously, also adds a ton of character to the album. It's got quite a kind of weathered feel to it. You know, it feels kind of analog, but it doesn't sound like it was made in the 70s either. It's you know, a lot of punk bands will try and emulate that kind of older sound, but this has like a modern day kind of punch to it as well. It has a bit more warmth to it compared to their 2021 album, which I much preferred on this one. Yeah, this is a banger. Like, I imagine I will play the shit out of this album, and it is begging to be played live. This is made for the stage, to be honest. I thoroughly enjoyed this, but Duncan, what did you make of this one from the Chisel?
So this band are the very definition of not inhabiting influence, but inhabiting our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's why it sounds so authentic, is like you can hear that this is what they want to do.
Yep.
It's not a case of, oh, we'll see like a like kind of space in the market and we'll just, like, we've all been in these bands, guys, let's all just jump together and do another band and it sounds different than the other ones and we'll just keep trying it until we get something that sells. This sounds like this is what they were made to do. Interestingly enough, I've mentioned this band twice this year now on these reviews. It's like that way when we first heard that band from Pears.
Oh,
who literally formed in like what was like 6 months and had released a debut album that was just a fucking absolute fire American punk album.
Yeah,
and Chisel remind me a lot of that energy, just that like it's a urgent album. Like from the start, it just feels like every single second of this entire album is designed with urgency in mind and to get a point across. I think it shines in so many ways. I actually love the fact that it doesn't really move too far from what I would class as being kind of predictably punk, because I don't know if I would like it as much. Sometimes sticking with a sound, pitching it right down the middle and just being really fucking good at it is enough for me to go, like if it ain't broke, Dave, don't fix it. So there's that part as well. I think as well, on top of that, I think what you get from them is a really good mix on the album. You were talking about placement. You could almost, without listening to the tracks, predict which ones have more melody and hooks. Those are the tracks that tend to be a slightly longer in length.
Yeah.
And those that are going right for the jugular. We mentioned Blood Command earlier on. Their most recent album did that exact formula, where it was like, you want snarling, smashing to the face, hardcore punk. Right, well, all the tracks that are about 1 minute long are that. All the ones where we want to do like an interlude with like melody, well, those are the ones that are about 2.5 minutes plus.
Yeah, yeah.
This album follows exactly the same structure, and all the better for it. I think his vocal tone is brilliant. I think it's not only inhabits the Frank Carter element you were talking about. Imagine Grey Britain, but like not grey. you know what I mean? It's the kind of... sunny Britain. It has a real kind of summery vibe about it, like when he does the melody, but like you say, don't take your eye off the ball here. There's snarl, venom, and spit behind this. You're talking about them all being in a room together. I was thinking, imagine how smelly that room is. Because I can just tell the sweat is dripping off the ceiling. Mm. I think it's like a perfectly structured, perfectly delivered album, and I think the production is the bit that elevates it.
Yeah,
production is so good on this. It's meticulously clean but rough, like punk should be.
Yep.
But you can hear all the character in it, which is kind of awesome as well. I'd never heard of them before, so knew nothing about them. I was involved with that conversation. You guys were like talking about chisels in that interview, and I thought you were talking about utensils. So that's someone building something, they're doing some woodwork. But now after a wee bit woodwork, that means something else. Overall, I just thought it worked great, like all the way right through. It's one of those albums, like you mentioned before, that is one that kind of almost, it's not even daring you. When this finishes, it takes off its leather glove, slaps you in the face and says, play me again, and you do it, because you don't want trouble. It completely ticks the brief.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not one thing on this I would change at all. And like yourself, it's an album that I imagine will be played a lot this year.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. So,
the band need to let us know about the bagpipes, so.
Yeah, there's something being played, and I was like, it sounds kind of like a bagpipe, but
I thought it was a guitar with an effect, but I thought there was fucking, was it French horns on that Abrams album, and the band come back and were like, that, no, just a slide, and I was like, all right, fine.
yeah, let us know.
My music qualification, throw it in the bin.
Scores for What a Fucking Nightmare.
What a fucking nightmare, Dave. I'll tell you. What score nightmare. Are you giving it?
Duncan, a Scottish band once said, punk's not dead.
Ah.
And the Chisel are living proof of that. 4.5 for me. Duncan, What a Fucking Nightmare. What are you scoring it?
A Welsh band once said, guns don't kill people, rappers do. I'm giving this a 4.5 out of 5.
Excellent.
You said
that,
buddy.
So, The Chisel, What a Fucking Nightmare, is out on February 9th on Pure Noise. Is Pure Noise Records? Yeah, Pure Noise Records. Links below to the band.
Yeah, get that bit right.
to the pre-order, check them out on Bandcamp. Links below, check it out. Let us know what you think. Stick some comments in. That is the review. Thank you for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.